Hi, everybody. This is Brian. I'm with New Jersey Revolution Radio here in Newark, New Jersey, getting ready for a city council meeting. This is Tanisha Garner. She's here as a Newark resident, trying to advocate for more democracy and more transparency in that democracy. Tanisha, why don't you tell us why we're here today?
Hi. The reason why we're here today, so the mayor, Roz Baraka, executive orders would not have been published in a newspaper if city council passes it today. So the reason why we wanted the people to come out to know and voice their opinion, it's about transparency. And one of the quotes that's actually from Councilman Gonzalez, he stated that transparency calls for publication of everything that we do, Gonzalez said. I believe we are going against the grain by allowing executive orders not to be published before or after they're signed by the mayor. I believe we should err in the era of the side of publishing everything and not withholding information for the public. So if our own council member says that, why can't the rest of the council say the whole thing? So today I pray to God that they do not pass it and we do keep transparency, because transparency is very important.
Are there council members that you're wondering about right now where they stand on this issue?
No, because they already made the point. The only one that spoke out so far was Gonzalez.
When you say made the point, you say are in favor of this in favor or against it?
In favor of the transparency for them not to pass the ordinance.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully he sticks to his word and says that he do not want the ordinance passed.
Have you heard anything from the mayor's office, or has there been any comment on why this was even attempted in the first place?
I guess within it, it says that Councilwoman Crump stated that she said if people wanted to hear more about the truth, they could come to her or the mayor's office. Instead, she has seen some people redact and twist executive orders that has been made public to sway opinions. So I guess her concern is that when they put out the publication, that a lot of people twist what they are saying. So I guess the reason why you shouldn't take it away is to create that conversation. It's all about us coming together and understanding why things are happening. And the way that we could build relationships with the community is about us talking together and be able to inform the residents of what's going on. Even though you do have some people that might not like what you do, and you have some people that do support you, but that does not make it right for you to take away the voice or the understanding of what people have to do or what they need to know.
Well, I know you came here today to talk to your government, so I don't want to keep you much longer. I appreciate taking a few minutes of your time.
I guess just keep your ear to the streets, talk to your neighbors, read the papers, read the local newspapers, and if you have anything else to say, just make your voice heard and let it be known.
All right, thank you very much for joining me. Good luck there today. All right, thank you. All right, everybody on New Jersey Revolution Radio, we will be staying here and maybe talking to a few more activists along the way. Tonight on New Jersey Revolution Radio Live with Diane Moxley, we'll do a recap with Anthony Diaz from the Newark Water Coalition, as well as Agnes Marsalis from People Over Pipelines. We're going to talk about environmental issues and how we're fighting that in the state of New Jersey. I'll see you tonight. Bye.